This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Tunbridge Wells has fully embraced festivals in recent years, with poetry and literary festivals now hugely popular annual events in the town. Set to return for a third year is the Tunbridge Wells Fringe Festival, brainchild of Debbie King, the founder of the Talents Musical Theatre Company. Overseeing the hundreds of local and national artists performing across the town during the first 2 weeks in July are Debbie's fellow organisers, Nell Price of Arty Farty, Grace Simpson of Goopy, and local performance artist Amy Cooper. Following the success of the past 2 years, Amy and the team are buzzing with excitement to be back.
Back and bigger and better than last year. We've got comedy, we've got live music, we've got kids workshops, theatre, we have a silent disco. There's lots and lots of things happening for all different age groups.
The festival's lineup is as rich and diverse as ever, including the ever popular storytelling pantomime dame and Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist Mama G, who returns to Tunbridge Wells after a recent appearance at the Literary Festival.
I'm going to be back on July the 6th at the Langton Green Hub doing my brand new show, The Magic Bookmark, which is a one-person pantomime where I have to save all the books from being banned and the audience can come on the journey with me. And it's going to have original music, lots of laughs, lots of silliness, and maybe even hook a duck. The amazing thing about the Tunbridge Wells Fringe is that they have such a diverse a range of shows. One thing I'm particularly looking forward to is Madame Chandelier's Guide to the Opera. If you think you might like the opera but think it's a bit dull, she will change your mind, I guarantee. And I've seen some of her costumes on social media and she's going to look fabulous.
From opera to dance, comedy to live music, children's entertainment to workshops, there is something for all tastes and all ages. And the venues are equally diverse.
At the last count, there was 47 venues across Tunbridge Wells, from really small cafes and little rooms above and below pubs, right through to like the Royal Wells Hotel. We've got some great things happening at the Trinity Theatre, and then we've got our fantastic pop-up mini festival happening in Langton Green. Thursday the 6th to Sunday the 9th, we're having almost like a mini Glastonbury festival within the Fringe. 4 days of stuff for all the family. We've got cabaret, we've got Once Upon a Wish events are doing a Princess and Spidey thing, and that has been with the very generous support of the Langton Green Village Society, who have helped us out this year. So everyone's welcome, come down.
The Tunbridge Wells Fringe is also supported by The Hive, RTW Together and TN Card, allowing a myriad of performers to bring quality entertainment to both visitors and locals alike. And in turn, the Tunbridge Wells Fringe is again supporting two very special local charities.
Since the beginning, again, we've got TaylorMade Dreams and Fagan Society, which we donate, you know, some of the money to them. And we have got like a specific charity night for the charity. So yeah, come along and get involved. So from the 1st to the 16th of July, so it's a 2 week festival happening. There is something happening every day, at least one event every day. On some days, there's about 17 events happening. Everything is on twfringe.com. But the best thing to do is if you come to Calverley Grounds on Saturday, the 1st of July, we have our opening ceremony and there will be a little flavour of everything that's going on.
So can we expect an appearance from Amy Cooper's alter ego Kitty Cassis at the festival?
I am doing a cabaret night as part of Trinity Theatre Fringe offering. That's on Friday the 14th of July, and Kitty might just pop up somewhere else calling out some bingo numbers. You never know.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.